A team of explorers are going to dive to a shipwreck that others have died trying to get to. In July of 1956, the Italian luxury liner, the SS Andrea Doria, was making the journey across the Atlantic from Italy to New York when it hit another ship heading back to Europe in the fog just south of Nantucket, Massachusetts. A gash was ripped in its hull, causing it to list and making some of the lifeboats unusable. 46 people were killed, but more than 1,600 people were rescued. The Andrea Doria took 11 hours to sink. Washington State-based ocean exploration company OceanGate is planning the first manned submersible expedition to the wreck in 20 years. 16 other explorers have lost their lives attempting to get a good look at the wreckage, the most recent just last year. OceanGate will use a 5-man Cyclops 1 submersible in June to get high-definition video and 3D sonar images of the wreck, never before used to study such a famous shipwreck. The Cyclops 1 is about the size of a large SUV and can stay submerged for hours. The Andrea Doria has been compared to Mount Everest by divers. It sits in about 240 feet of water, and at that depth, OceanGate marketing director Joel Perry says visibility's poor, currents are unpredictable, there are things for diving lines to get caught on, and divers are at risk for nitrogen narcosis, which is when too much nitrogen builds up in the blood, clouding judgment. OceanGate's getting help from Boston Harbor Cruises, which is providing the operational vessel, and IX Blue, which is helping with navigation services. The plan is to do 2 3-hour-long dives a day over a week, only to observe the wreck, not collect artifacts. Since the Andrea Doria is rapidly decaying each day, building a 3D map of the wreck will help scientists estimate how much other shipwrecks around the world have decayed as well. For the AP, I'm Ron Brown with Rivet.